paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news. They're not booing. They're just yelling, Bruce, Bruce.
Yeah, it's always confusing whenever the boss is in town. And the boss is coming to town. Here's a little taste to get excited. Minneapolis is going to be the first stop of the newly announced Bruce Springsteen Land of Hope and Dreams American Tour. It is a concert tour that he says he hopes will bring awareness to political points of view. He says that it is in defense of America for American democracy. Let's make no bones about that. But it's going to be a 20-city tour. One of those stops will be at the United Center, April 29th. And pre-sales are going on right now. General ticket sales will begin this coming Friday, the 20th of Feb.
And that will be Ticketmaster and the Springsteen site, right?
Yeah, yeah. All the usual places for this. Very, very reasonably priced, I'm sure.
This is an interesting celebrity lawsuit, and it was filed right here in Illinois, wasn't it?
Yes, the lawsuit to which you are referring is the Donny Osmond lawsuit. It's actually filed in Las Vegas, but it is being filed by a resident of Illinois. As best we can track it down, a resident of Cook County, a woman is suing Donny Osmond. She went to his show at Harrah's in Las Vegas. And, you know, at a lot of these concerts, they get the inflatable ball and, you know, toss it into the audience and it gets bounced around here and there. The person who is filing the lawsuit says that she was hit in the eye with the inflatable ball that has required traumatic retinal injury and retinal detachment to her right eye, requiring surgical intervention as well as severe emotional distress. And she is seeking $15,000 in damages from Donny Osmond right now.
We have a celebrity arrest to report as well this morning.
Yeah, also with a Chicago tie. Boy, we just couldn't be prouder of some of these things today. Shia LaBeouf got arrested again. Normally, it's not even a story when you know, somebody gets arrested for being drunk during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It would be a story if somebody wasn't drunk during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. But apparently, that's what he's being charged for. He's being charged for not so much being drunk, but for punching two guys during a bar brawl. Police say that Shia LaBeouf got into the fight, left the bar, then came back and started throwing punches again. So he is now facing two counts of battery. He was released from custody after a hearing yesterday. Will be back in court in March. I can't even count the number of times that we've reported stories like this about Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm. And the one that I remember is 2007, the Walgreens at Chicago Avenue and Michigan Avenue. He went into the store. He was allegedly intoxicated. They asked him to leave the store. He wouldn't. He gotten into an altercation, and Chicago's finest had to step in to resolve the difference.
And I think we need to get to the celebrity good deed story of the day right away.
Yes. This is a heartening story from the actor from Big Bang Theory, who played Raj on the show, actor Kunal Nayar. He did pretty well on the show. Toward the end of the run of that series, he was making $1 million per episode. $1 million per episode. His reported net worth right now is $45 million. So that's why he has revealed that he tries to help people in the middle of the night. He said, money has given me greater freedom, and the greatest gift is the ability to give back. So he goes on people's GoFundMe pages and pays family's medical bills, their expenses. You know, he takes a look at what the people are putting up for a GoFundMe page, and he pays it. He pays out whatever the goal is. He said that he is a masked vigilante. That way, it's like grace from the universe. He says so good for him for all the crazy stories we report every day and all the terrible things that we report every day and all the dysfunction. Here's somebody giving away his money to people who are in desperate need of it. Good for him.
How about that? 8:16 almost. We will get Dean's recommendations for what to watch on the streaming channels momentarily. Quite a story about quite a birthday gift that Megan Thee Stallion got, Dean.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, if you're not sure, is one of the hottest singers out there right now. She turned 31 years old on February the 15th. Her boyfriend is NBA star Klay Thompson, and he gave her a nice little birthday present, a baby blue Bentley, Let me see if I can find the. I am completely unfamiliar with.
You sure?
The Bentley
model. It wasn't a Yugo.
It was not a Yugo.
Oh.
It was not a Datsun. It was not. It was a Bentley Mulsanne. Bentley Mulsanne. I think that's like a Chevy Nova, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
The estimated cost of this automobile that was her birthday present, $300,000.
Mm.
So happy birthday, Megan Thee Stallion. I hope they are extremely, extremely happy together.
Well, let's run down what's good to watch on TV this week.
Yes, none of this will cost you through. Well, you know, the streaming costs are going up, but not that
just
much.
Don't look at your bill.
Yeah, don't look at the price tags. That's all you got to do. If you're a fan of the series, The Night Agent, third season comes out this week. It drops tomorrow on Netflix. On Hulu, people are talking about this JFK Jr. Dramatization, the love affair, love story, JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. That is streaming right now. Did I say Hulu? That's where it is. Short, intense love affair ends in murder in the series 56 Days, streaming now on Amazon Prime. There is the series about a young woman finding herself being spied on after a love affair. Hulu's Watching You is streaming right now. Jennifer Garner has season two of her series, The Last Thing He Told Me, that begins Friday on Apple TV. If you're looking for something romantic, Like Water for Chocolate is on HBO Max right now. There is the British comedy Dreaming Whilst Black. Season 2 begins this coming Friday on Paramount Plus. If you are a reality show fan, there's a new documentary called Reality Check: Inside America's Next Top Model. That is streaming now on Netflix. If you can't get enough of watching people yell at each other, there is Bean Gordon Ramsay, the story of America's most hot-tempered chef. That one's on Netflix right now and on HBO Max. The seemingly minor neighborhood squabbles get out of control in the new docuseries that's called Neighbors. So there are a few things new that are watching. Bob, you're going to have to wait until next week for that Paul McCartney documentary. I talked with Morgan Neville, the director of the new documentary, director of a lot of great documentaries, and I'm going to share some of that with you tomorrow.
I can't wait. I may actually go to the theater to see that. And the Elvis concert is playing on IMAX as well.
Yeah,
I may just stay in the theater all day.
Yeah, those are words I never thought I would ever hear come out of your mouth. I may go to the theater, says Bob Surratt.
Yeah, well, you know what? In this case, it does make me want to go. I heard from my spies that you are cooking something on WGN TV in about an hour, and it is my favorite Chinese appetizer.
Oh, really? Here, you know, when you get back from the theater,
can I take these into the theater?
This one would be a really good food to take into the theater because they're delicious, they're quiet, they're easy finger food.
Yeah.
For the Chinese New Year, dumplings are a symbol of good luck. So, you'll have some good luck in what you're going to be watching in the movie theaters until the ushers come along and tell you to clean up that mess. Are there even still ushers? Why did I even say that?
No.
That made me sound 100 years old.
We need them. We need them, though.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Today, for the Chinese New Year, I'm going to show you how to make these super, super easy dumplings. They're filled with, you can fill them with whatever you want. I filled them with ground chicken and green onions and water chestnuts and a variety of spices and sauces. They're super, super delicious. I made a batch at home, just for a trial run at home. And they came out really easy. And these are not the kind where you, fill up the wonton wrapper and then pinch the sides. That's a little bit tedious. It's not the worst thing in the world to do, but my way is even simpler and I think pretty delicious, and I'll show you how to make them coming up about 9:30, and then we'll post the recipe. Bob can report how his batch came out tomorrow morning.
You ever go to the pot sticker house? This place, they have handmade pot stickers and dumplings. It's the best. They're in Bridgeport, 3139 South Halsted. You gotta check those pot stickers out at that place.
It's so different when they're homemade compared to, some people will get them at the grocery store where in the little sushi sections of the grocery store. Not even close to what a pot sticker or a wonton ought to taste like. And these aren't fried either. So, I'm going on the side of this is a little bit on the healthy side. It's pan sauteed. It's steamed. So I'm going to go so far as to say it's even a little bit on the healthy side.
All right, good. A bag of those, a bag of popcorn, McCartney, Elvis. Yeah. Hey, what could be better?
One wonton, one milk dud. What could go wrong?
Okay, happy Lunar New Year, Dean.